Blog Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the east, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Put your lighters in the air. Put your lighters in the air, yeah. Roll something up for you, boy. Uh-huh. How much weed could you smoke in a day? I run through a pound of hay like I was living in a horse stable. OG Kush, this makes my day. I need my shit for breakfast with my cheese, grits, and eggs. No dirty guts, though, it just takes too long. I need a quick fix, so I smoke in a bong. 2014 version of Cheech and Chong. Smoke weed from out the man, certified iron lungs. Cali bud is the best where it comes from. You still smoking weed with seeds, you a dumb dumb. Keeping in my system cause it keeps me out of trouble, son. I love it all from vanilla to the bubble gum. Break up on your weak CD so I don't lose the crumb. Burn it till it's gone and then I roll another one. Incense is lit, so if you're feeling this shit, then take out your lighter and blaze up the split.
No seeds, no sticks, just sticky icky. Cali bud is the best, now give it to me. Roll up another one in the cypher if you feel me. And pass it around like a motherfucking hippie. No seeds, no sticks, just sticky icky. Cali bud is the best, now give it to me. Roll up another one in the cypher if you feel me. And pass it around like a motherfucking hippie.
I got that feeling. She want another one, they want another one, he want another one. Pull up another one, she want another one, he want another one.
But it's all gone.
Clouds so thick, set off smoke detectors. Listen to weed seminars and have lectures. I tell you just say no, but if I did, I've been a mad motherfucker with a whole bunch of bodies. Hey. Some choose the bottle, yeah, cool, take a swig. But I'd rather pass the time rolling up and dig. Fat head like one of Bob Marley's kids on a DW. Puff, puff, pass over the bridge. You got African woodbine and Angola ashes. Bassy babysitter and all kind of hashes. Headband train wrecked and pineapple express. Be careful when you choke and put a hole in your chest. I must confess, I love hitting the blunt to have a set. Me and a mellow mood smashed up to eat food. When the world wears me out, unnecessary stress. Mary Jane, like Rick James, I roll one up to ease the pain.
No seeds, no sticks, just sticky. Cali bud is the best, now give it to me. Roll up another one in the cypher if you feel me. And pass it around like a motherfucking hippie. No seeds, no sticks, just sticky icky. Cali bud is the best, now give it to me. Roll up another one in the cypher if you feel me. And pass it around like a motherfucking hippie.
I got that feeling. She want another one, they want another one, he want another one. Pull up another one, she want another one, they want another one.
But it's all gone.
This day and time,
we maintain the same frame of mind.
Elevate. motivation.
Spark it up.
Yo, start the circulation.
60 degrees in rotation.
Stimulation as the herb left my physical creation. Slip into a hallucination.
Situation
got me thinking about my life seriously. Keep it real continuously.
Before I slip into blackness, I prepare for combat. Protect my dome, cause that's where my home's at. Crack my windows, inhale as the mist flows. Build up my mental, construct on my fish.
Spreading love to my Brooklyn crew.
Be you,
bad boy.
Flipping West End, coming through.
Check it still. Traveling through the battle and handling all that's challenging to the very end. This is how we do. This is how we do. Every day, all day. This is how we do. This is how we do. Flipping West End, don't play. This is how we do. This is how we do when we get down with Mary J. This is how we do it when we break day. Click, click, click. Come.
in a minute.
I feel you, family. Gunna. Five-star entity, link to link.
Now love.
Chill.
We gon' hit this strip spot right now.
Are you ready, you ready, huh? You ready, you ready, huh?
Something up in there, I'm really feeling, dog.
Yeah, I see some too, huh?
You ready?
Ready, you ready, huh? I'm ready.
All right,
you ready?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
show
you that flow. She's swinging on that pole. She's dropping real low.
Up 20 racks and all dollar bills. Bottles loud in the air. Molly got them tripping for real. But I'm digging her right there with them see-through heels. With pretty ass olive glass shade. Shorty got skills. When she swinging on that pole, glit it up. I be spending, making it rain when your niggas in here pinching. Mad cause I got her attention. She in front of me bending. Ass shaking like gelatin. May I mention?
Yeah.
This shit got my shit harder than Remy 10. I'm watching her. She's watching me.
Watching
next
me.
Thing you know, I got her up in VIP. I'm just sitting back, sipping on privilege shack, letting her do what she came to do. Give me that exclusive laugh. And she's shaking it up, making it clap, dropping it low, bringing it back, making it roll. Whoa, I like that. Don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it, ready to pop, let me hit it, don't stop, get it.
Miss Shorty hit that flow, she's swinging on that pole. Drop it real low, but she brings it back up. The way she make it roll, got me spending all my dough. I'm really kind of slow, but I give her all I got. She's ready on that pole. She's dropping real low, but she brings it back up.
You see through the windmills on that pole, man. Got a grande culo mucho, means enough to go around. Wow, just look at her ross bumper going up and down. Make me wanna make it rain, matter of fact, I make it snow. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. Watch a shorty dance, hit the floor, swinging on that pole, drop it real low, bring it back up. Ooh-wee, the way she make it roll, she's out of control, yo. Mel be the type, the hype chick, not white chick. Mess around and swipe chick, like bitch, I'm type this. Spit hot shit on mics and I like chick. Mel dick a dyke lick, after that invite click. Plus fam, get a half same, call two hoes, then grab the hand, steal lick lips. Axe brings, money don't change me, I act the same. Claim to have none, next to self same. My belly frame, my celly frame, I'm self-explain. Do you hear me, fame? That five star, that entity. Link, link, collabo, yo. Mel love, top gutter, jazz, go, go, go.
Miss Shorty hit that flow. She's swinging on that pole. She's dropping real low, but she brings it back up. The way she make it roll, got me spending all my dough. I'm really kind of slow, but I give her all I got. Miss Shorty hit that flow. She's swinging on that pole. She's dropping real low, but she brings it back up. The way she make it roll, got me spending
County.
All my dough.
Is with the business, got a pocket full of spinach. True player, never trick and never scrimmage. Chickens on the premises, moles grown scrimmages. Originator going for the Guinness off Guinnesses. Lace them in that jazz of bunnies, I'ma knock it down, lock it down. I will spit, run off sentences. A nigga bad, why the kitty cat? I kill it, then I bring it back. No cost when the kid play pity pat. You see me on a late night cinemax. Fucking around, just fucking around. Main man through the Cayman, Trinidad. Bay girl, wanna save your head, do what I'm getting at. Better pin it back. Shorty, give me proper chop, call a mini back. Love said, laughing in the triplex, buckhead. Vibing on my own shit, throwing that henny back. Think about the Lambo up in the door, give me that. Breaded up, Kings County spirit ass cap. Trying to see more paper than an ass crack. Vagina's fine, I don't do ass crack. Can't see the kid, call a nigga cataract. Cause a cataract, mini sacks. My girl and her girlfriend's micros. I let them battle rap. On my concoction, they topping the number one option. While I'm watching in the mirror, I please the threesome, then I'm jumping in the Panamera. I glide through the star, change cars and canons. Rubber one gunner, buddy. Five star, you like this for your track. 20 laws, the trend to the riches is the county, bitches.
Miss Shorty hit that flow. She's swaying on that pole. She's dropping real low. She brings it back up. The way she make it roll. Got me spending all my dough. I'm really kind of slow. But I give her all I got. Miss Shorty hit that flow. She's swaying on that pole. She's dropping real low. She brings it back up. The way she make it roll. Got me spending all my dough. I'm really
good. We love.
Hello, world. Bobby Facts. Are you on this? It's clearly being correct. It is Tuesday again. We got a couple guests. We're gonna sit around in a circle. That'll introduce themselves.
That's Jerry Wells, CEO of My Brother's Keeper.
Boom Bob. Jamar.
So 3 years ago, I get the bill.
I go straight to the tax assessor's office. I fill out the application. That is the application. Plus, I present them with my nonprofit exemption letter. It states that you're an exempt organization. The lady says, oh, Mr. Wells, you're fine. So if you're saying you're fine, what did I tell you? You are all good. I haven't received anything in 3 years. So my bank comes and tells me, like, Mr. Wells, you got $100,000 tax bill on the building. I'm like, that's impossible. That can't be true. So I go to them. They say, oh, yeah, we're sorry. We were sending your information to the wrong address for the last 3 years. I'm like, okay, I get that. But I'm an exempt organization. They were like, but still by law, the law states that you have to be up and operational inside your location in order before we can exempt your building. So my attorney said, what's the classification of up and running? Because I'm already doing stuff in the community in my parking lot. I'm already giving away like bikes, toys. Like today, we gave out a whole bunch of turkey, you know what I'm saying? And we're constantly doing stuff, playing ball, and, you know. But I have major investors that want to finish up the work, but this tax lien is standing in the way of that. I got Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? I got some major heavy hitters, but as long as this tax lien is there, you know, it's kind of like holding us up.
They can't give you any money. You were operating in the parking lot of the same facility that you want to run all this out of.
Exactly.
But they're saying that because you weren't technically operating out of that building, that's why
they're saying the law. They're saying the law states their law.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out where you get this law from, because if you're exempt by the federal government, once you're exempt, you're exempt. But they're coming, they're stating that, well, you have to be operational. But here's the thing. Where's the denial? I don't even know if you denied me or you said you're okay, because I never received anything from them at all.
Now, the address, is that like when you're like an old address?
Don't even know the address. It was an address I didn't even know of.
They didn't
tell you, like... Nah, and my phone number's on the application, bro. It's like, my phone number's right there. You could have picked up the phone and like, hey, well, nothing.
But technically, when they talk about blueprints, you know, they talk about blueprints or whatnot of a property. So your property is how many square feet?
44,000.
And that includes your parking lot?
That's exactly right.
So is that something you brought up to them and told them, like, listen, this is my square footage, this is my property. I am conducting my non-profit organization.
No, their requirements was give them the application. I gave them my business plan. I gave them everything required. Now, since we're on the same subject, this is why I feel like it's like political blockers. Because you know you have to go before the planning board as well.
Okay.
So they put me on a schedule to go before the planning board. Every time I was going before the planning board, people were taking off their jobs to support me. The day of, when I was supposed to go before the planning, people were like, they come downstairs, like, our attorney can show up today. We can't see. I'm like, how is that possible? I spent all this money putting in the newspaper, sending out certified letters for people, you know, notification.
Yeah.
Right. So then they pushed it back again. So the same thing happened again. They're like, come downstairs. Sorry, Mr. Wells. We're not going to be able to see you today because we don't have enough people on the board.
The only problem I see with this, well, not the only problem, but one of the problems I see with this is hearsay. So for them to tell you, Mr. Wells,
they're
so bad, at the end of the day, they're going to tell you, well, anyone could have said anything.
No, they admit it.
So, and in your fault, you know, not in your fault, but they're trying to put it in your fault. I'm saying, based on blueprints and property, you are doing the same square footage on your property. And now you're not running inside of a building. That's fine, but is there anything you might have done on your end to cause any red flags?
No, I did. I was in compliance with everything that they told me to do. And what's the problem is, you see how you talk with me? I come to you and I say, this is what I need to do. You say, well, you need to go see him. I come to you, hey, listen, this is the problem I have. You know what you're going to do? You send me over here to him. So it's like nobody, they don't help. They just try to get you hurt and get you out of their face.
So they're like running around.
Exactly.
But at that point, is there something I would have probably said, something like, listen, give me a lot of city hall or whatever agency, nonprofit, whatever you're applying for. Sometimes they have like a checklist. Like, all right, you have to, and I'm sure you're organized, or I'm assuming you're organized.
Yeah.
But if all your rent paperwork straight and you have everything checked off when it comes to the attorney, how come you're still being blocked off?
See, that's the whole point. That's why I'm here. Why am I being blocked off? When the mayor himself came to my facility, they gave me this message like, we're going to support this. We stand behind this. So it don't sound right. You know, and then the mayor, I'm going to the mayor. The mayor now is like, well, you can go to my chief of staff. Chief of staff yesterday to me, that like, they didn't even know who I was. And that's what I'm saying. And so I don't understand if there's somebody behind it, like, they don't want to see it happen, or because they don't want a young African American male to be in power, to empower other people. Yeah, sure. My building right across the street from the New Dollar General on Prospect Street. That big building. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
So what is your attorney telling
you? Oh, we'll be in court. Gonna take them to court and the media, and get, you know, CNN, all of them gonna be, you know, they just don't know about it. Somebody gotta move because my people in trouble. They need help. The whole hood. No. We will.
The only thing, because, I mean, I am a big business owner, but I own a business. And you don't work directly. So I know whenever Uncle Sam needs to find me, Uncle Sam finds me. So that's what I'm like, with the previous editor, like, if Uncle Sam don't send us to my house, he calls it. So, and I ain't never ran a bill up to 100 and nothing, but
No, there wasn't any liens when we got
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
The
there.
How did they let you be the building knowing that it's something
wrong? Because even if how you were saying, like, Capitol Hill did some shady stuff, when it came out.
But it's probably coming up to, like, now.
Well, yeah, but yeah, so still won't have nothing to do with him, but, you know what I mean? They, how did it get past them?
You just said it couldn't.
Like, they knew that, like, that's whoever had it before that. So it ain't still in his phone.
When you're dealing with big corporations, especially when you're talking about Capitol Health, Capitol Health is a big, big community asset to the city of Trenton. So, are they going to come after Capitol Health, who has several hospitals in the area, or are they going to come after Little Joe, who don't have anything in the area? And if there were taxes on that property that they was looking to get, are they going to go after Capitol Health for being negligent? Once Capitol Health had that building and nobody was in it, what was going on? Who was paying no taxes on that building throughout that time? And if they're tax exempt between the time that they let it go and the time he got it,
right.
What happened during that look?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Just like, I'm trying to, if I'm tax exempt, right? Just like saying I'm broke, right? I never made a dollar, right? So if I never made a dollar, I never did business with nobody, he can't owe me $10. I never did business with anybody. I never owed anybody. So for there to be $100,000 tax lien on that property,
somebody had to have it in their possession.
Somebody had it in their possession that wasn't tax exempt. Because look, you say nobody. It's like in this place.
They trying to get some money from because the last person they didn't get it.
Somebody other than Capitol Health had that building before he got it. Maybe
it was Capitol Health.
Maybe they didn't have. Because they just.
If you're going to have people rent for
from you how much money you're going to. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about no rental. Not a profit. They said, and the reason why they said that they couldn't do anything because of the last administration, no one, the Mac administration. So it's an opportunity for you to clean it up. They said, we don't have anything to do with it. You got this building in 2013. That was during the Mac administration. We're trying to move forward. But if you're trying to move forward, aren't you supposed to make everything right? If somebody messed up,
I did what you're trying to do. But at the end of the day, I think our big issue is you gotta keep going together. That's one thing
I think that's what they're afraid of because, number one, my building didn't come through the city. My building, it came through a private foundation. So they had no control. See, if I would have got the building through the city, then that puts them in the mix. And another thing, how are you going to try to take my name, try to create a capital city, using my face, my momentum, and you start a capital city MBK with people trying to run you like, hey, that's well, that's you. I'm like, no, I got nothing to do with that. So there, capital city MBK, knowing I got the momentum in the city, so people, you know what I'm saying, oh, we want to give you money, we want to give you rent money. I had to make it plain, like, no, nah, I have no affiliation with
it. Do you feel like that was an effect?
Okay. Now,
well, you can go to two. Now, listen, even on your 501c3 paper, you can put if you want where you want your mail to go to. You can have it sent to here, and you can have it go to your PO box.
Right. So
I'm covering all the ground.
So it's supposed to go to the building where you want to fully operate your nonprofit organization.
I want to go to both.
Okay. Which is it's possible to have it sent to both addresses.
Well, here's the thing.
But it wasn't. So you never received it at the building or at the address.
No.
That you wanted it copied.
And here's the thing. When I went to make corrections, now I'm finally getting the fact that this is supposed to not go and get my address.
Right.
And they showed it. It was returned. They showed us all the times the letters were returned. They showed it to us.
So then that's when they're supposed to call you.
But we're talking that this is my issue. 3 years later, this is the only problem I have. If you would have let me know
right away,
we could have jumped on and said, okay, then my attorney could appeal, whatever he needs to do. We could have took the necessary steps to do what we need to do. But we're talking 3 years later.
So you charge taxes that they're supposed to.
Yep.
Now, as a nonprofit, are you supposed to file taxes anyway
at
zero? So when you filed, you had no issue with the IRS.
Nope, I didn't hear my change. What is it?
No red flags.
Not at all.
No notifications, like, listen, you haven't paid for the property tax.
Not at all.
For the past 3 years?
Nope. Nope. I knew my, actually, it's thing you have to do it every year. So I forgot what it's called, but my administrator, she filled it out, had to sit in, or if you don't, they can go ahead and disqualify.
But they could revoke your nonprofit.
Exactly.
So why didn't they, now in this case, you didn't pay the property tax. Cool. Well, not gonna, but understood, rather. Okay, you didn't pay your property tax, you know, they closed the building down. But before they do all that, aren't they supposed to revoke you as a nonprofit? Or
no, because if the building is supposed to be exempt, the building is in my brother's keeper's name. It's exempt. That's what I'm saying. It's illegal.
Okay.
I mean, the building, everything is built by the federal government. There's not a lot of paperwork to assess it off. All you need is your building.
That makes sense.
Well, see, I don't really know a lot of people. Well, I know people.
I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying, like I said, if you get like the students, they all, you know, everybody.
It's cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so then as far as like you said, going outside,
but see, yeah, I feel what you're saying. But that's why I said you might want to stay in Trenton. He might want to go to New York. He might want to go to Maryland. You know what I'm saying? We got to test the market. You feel me? You know, we got to think about going to auction, get some cheap business to start up with. You know what I mean? And we got to make sure our people get our license. You know, that's key. You know what I'm saying? Cash buying, you know, BLs. We got to have BLs. You know what I'm saying? We got to help, you know, get them those fines paid so they have their license, so they're good. That I have to look over their shoulders. See, like I tell cats, and this one, like city council members ask me, how in the world do you tell these guys, you're out here with black customers? I said, because you don't know why they're out here. You can't look down on the person because if you've never been there, I've been there. These people trying to take care of their family, they're trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go out there, see what I hate, got ratchets, but I'm going to go tell them to lay the ratchets down for you, how you got to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you never know, or if you've never been there, so you can't really down somebody because of what the life they live. If you can show me a better way, I'm all yours. If you can get me out the game and show me and I can make the same or more amount of bread than I'm making here, I'm all yours.
So I got questions. So like, okay, so like this. When you go to the block and you talk to the graduate, you tell them on the block, you say, look, I want to change life around with your certification. Do you have a plan that's gonna work? Do you have a plan that's going to keep money in his pocket, keep him off the block?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I gave it to Damon today. Gave my whole business plan. Look, if you want to read it, you can read it. It's got the whole outline, dinner coming, how strategize, so you can keep money in your pocket and still come. You know what I'm saying? But that's not my approach. First, my approach is when I'm on the block, bro, I don't talk about that. I'm every day. Like, still,
no, I mean, that's
you know,
I'm just saying as far as, like, get people. The whole purpose.
No, it's a strategy.
Take them off the street.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is, like, let's say, I'm making, let's say, as the words, I'm making
$600 a night, right? And I got, I'm at the worst. I'm just saying, at my worst, I'm making $600 a night, right? That's feeding me, that's keeping clothes on my kids. But you come to me and say, listen,
that's way too easy.
You getting me off. Is there a compensation for the money that I'm making?
Church.
church, everything. Everything.
But I mean,
we got
like
the foundation here and everything surrounding it.
Right.
Everything, all the programs around here.
There's one building, church, everything.
Everything.
Okay, so that's like me. I'm coming to the church for help.
Okay.
And my story is credible.
So are you in jail now or are you out?
I'm out. But I'm still coming to the church. I'm not part of MBK. Right.
Well,
I'm not part of MBK. But I'm not part of MBK, but I came to the church and my community for help.
Right.
And I'm credible.
Right.
Well, the church helped me. You telling me I gotta be part of MBK.
No, I didn't get clear on the thing.
Yeah, that's
when, okay, yeah,
exactly. If I come, I walk the street, I'm coming to
I'm gonna help you. I'm doing that now.
Okay.
That's my forte.
So you
gotta
be part of the church.
So no. That's wrong. No, because that would. Why would you do that? You know, I'm like, you gotta. You want me to help? No, that's not right.
That's what you deserve. That's why I asked.
And guess what? When you got the people, you get the power. The more people you got behind you, you know what I'm saying? The more credit your name, you know what I'm saying? I got people you speak for me. Like, yo, you know, my man, she what else can help?
People always try to, you know, you did this, you did that. And I felt like that.
even now sometimes it's like, wow, for real, you should want somebody like me? Why not? You know what
but
I'm saying?
But criminal minds are just as right. Yeah. You know, I mean, instead of somebody probably sits around, right around, you get caught, unfortunately.
Right.
Fortunately, unfortunately, in both ways.
I got a question. Do you feel like, because you are like, you are a pastor of Christian church, right? You have a congregation. Do you feel that, you know, your business side is a conflict with your pastor side?
No, because what people got to understand is, and this goes with pastors too. My problem with a lot of pastors is they come in, they preach, you know, I think they just raise money and they leave, but they're not among the people. You know what I'm saying? That's my problem is, you know, who in your community know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And there has to be a business side. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was in the marketplace. There has to be a marketplace. I'm not trying to live off your money. I can pay my own. You know what I'm saying? That's the genius. You know what I'm saying? Why should I have to sit around these people and put money? And I can go ahead and start my own construction business. I can start because it's already in me. I got a lot of stuff. I do a lot of stuff. I sing, I write. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, so, that's Friday night. What stops you from being, like, what in you, right, stops you from being corrupt or stops you from the money going to your. Money, you're seeing the money coming 1.2 to 1.8.
1.6. No,
1.6.
The breakdown
that's
again,
5.6.
Yeah.
That's a lot of temptation. What stops you from going to the TPG side or going to the what stops you from doing that? Because I'm pretty sure they started off humble, too. I know they started. And then, you know, money changed. So.
But you know what? I can't even answer that right now. Because I've never been, I haven't been a TJ channel, I haven't been, so I won't know until, the thing about it, everybody's tempted, I'm tempted every day, you know what I'm saying, but it's whether if I yield to it or not, that's what makes the difference, but, you know, because it's a lot of temptation out here, you know what I'm saying, and I have a lot to lose, and God always reminds me of everything I have to lose, first thing I'm going to lose, you know what I'm saying, and I mean, it's so many different women, and women love, you know, you're black, young man, you know what I'm saying, look like you got something. The people, first thing they see the bill, they think I'm rich. They, you know, the perception. Like, I come in here and see this, like, oh, man, I know he got it. You know, it's a perception. And people's perception of people, they get the wrong perception. They don't even know how you're living, how you're struggling, how you're trying to make it day by day. But how I can just identify with it, because I'm going through the same problems. People don't know what I'm dealing with. They don't know if I had to do a family first, too. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on the fourth every month. You know what I'm saying? To get that little bit of money, go, you know what I'm saying? Get my car. I'm telling you the truth.
Money don't change. Like me, I know, like me personally, I know that no matter how much money I have, I'm going to change what
I'm
saying.
Because the tithe is actually to keep the lights on, not for me. Everybody's different. I got Muslim friends, bro. I call my man Brother Gene. Yeah. When I was locked up, one of my good friends, old timers, that guy had quick temper. He kept me double heads because I spazzed out. You know, but now got my head all right. So I got a lot of wisdom. Yeah. First, you gotta go. See how we got. Ain't got nothing to do with whatever you know. You be like, yo, I'm gonna call my boy right now. We gonna change who we are, but we got love for each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you respect me, I respect you.
One common goal. Help.
I think that
stand up and work together.
What made you choose Christianity? I didn't choose it. He chose me. I didn't go looking for him. He found me. Like I tell people, I'm going to be honest. And I don't think this is the wrong way. I said, if it was left up to me, man, I'd be doing something totally different. You think I came up with this? I could just come up with ideas like this in these inventions. I don't have that type of mind. If it was left up to me, I probably, you know. The thing about it is, I had to go through so much, man. Like suffering, going through so many different things, like lights cut off, and I'm sitting in front of my house in the cold, my kids in the back seat, the PNC&G talking about they coming and never came. I'm like, daddy, I'm going to be able to go in the house. I'm talking about recent stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, like, daddy, are we going to be able to, you looking at your kids, and you trying to figure out, oh, man, people owe you money, you try to help people, and they don't give you your money. What you going to do? You got a wife, kids? It's hard. You know what I'm saying? So it makes me appreciate. So when God does that, so I know I help and help my friends. You know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate it.
I have a question.
No?
Religiously, I guess. When you say.
And I'm not religious. I'm not religious.
Oh, well. Well, I'm not familiar with
it. Yeah, I'm not religious.
But, you know, respectfully, I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead. Right.
I'm not
hundreds of people believing a lie that now we have to come back. People that God has enlightened have to come back in time correct because it's been a lot of bad teaching, bro. A lot. And that's not judging. That's true.
That's my problem, man. And he's like, it has to be being a pastor, bro. Man, the stuff a real pastor really has to go through, bro.
Listen, real quick, and I'm confirming what you're about to say.
Yes.
For us that believe in the Bible, Scripture says any man that runs to that office don't even really know what that office is. The office of the pastor. The one that runs and want to be one, they don't know the weight that's on that.
Can I
so,
tell you, go ahead. Can I tell you?
That's why I know why he's running away.
A real pastor, bro, and this is honestly, it's great sacrifice. Everything is sacrifice. Man, you know, like, I got my little kids. Like, you know, when everybody's coming to you with their problems. So, and then you got other people's children. I'm spending a lot of time with them. So I have to ask out because now I don't want my children feeling neglected because they see me, you know, with over here with these little kids too. So it's everything about being in ministry sacrifice. But I will, you know what bothers me about pastors? And I'm saying, this is what bothers me. I can't stand it. What really bothers me is when you have a pastor that's before the congregation and he's like, oh, you missed that. That went over your head. You know, so what are you, the smartest person in the room or something? I can't stand it. It really irks my nerve because it makes you feel like everybody else is like down here and you're up here. Because when Jesus came, when he talked, he made it where even a little child should be able to understand how you talk. And that's what makes me different from everybody else because I say stuff that everybody can. I might sing a little R. Kelly. I might take a turn off. Like, so I get that balance of old school, new school, you know. So it's a balance. It's got to be a balance with everybody on the stage.
Well, would you ever let a politician come to church?
Donald Trump.
Well,
everybody
can
welcome
at
church,
you
know?
Oh,
hey,
that's supposed
to be. But would you let a politician come to church? I feel like that was something that came to the economy. And
why are they running?
Don't do it like that, man. Don't do it like that.
Mayor or somebody
locally,
somebody
wants to come in to your church and talk to your congregation. It depends on. This is my. I can't speak because I'm not there yet, but I will say this. It depends on. When you meet with me, I want to know what do you need to speak about. Is it about, are you trying to help my. As long as it lines up with what I'm doing, and you're trying to help the people, and what's your strategy of helping the people?
He said he's not there.
Don't take offense to that comment. Because I can tell you right now, right? If I was a pastor, God called me to be a pastor, no politician is coming in my church to speak from my pulpit or to my congregation.
I didn't say the pulpit.
You speak from my congregation inside those doors. Right? If you want to talk, you can walk around Prophet Hill.
Okay, here's
the point. You can walk around the city, you can take them to the park. Always say that. You can take them to the park and talk. And I'll bring the congregation to the park.
Yo, I'm glad you brought that up. And that's cool. I went to more counseling. I felt like we was cool, right? I had a tent. Well, not tent, no, like a big tent outside. No. Like cookout tent. So I had chairs up under there, and I said, yo, I told the city councilman, I said, people don't know who you are. People don't even know where their councilman is. I said, I'm going to address our community every Wednesday. And I said, can you come and tell the people who you are so that if they have issues, they'll know how to reach out to you. You know what he did? He never showed up. Every time there was the murder in the West Ward, he never showed up. I have issues with that. So that's what I'm saying. Is as long as if you come, people need to know who you are. Like, I don't need to have no appointment. Well, my question is,
but I will tell you this, I just write the stuff, like I just preached on the Wisdom of Life Sunday. It was called, entitled, The Woman with the Issue of Blood and Doors, both of them had storms, so they were trying to make it to the same location, entitled, if I can only make it to Jesus. So I have like a crown for the team, for the scarecrow. I might use a breastplate for the people that had a broken heart. So when you, I'm a touchy feely type of person. So when I bring, I like to bring it, the message to life, so you can actually visualize and see.
So my thing is the history. I'm feel like this. I was raised in Jehovah's Witness.
Honestly, I got Jehovah's Witness, right? I know about the story.
I'm looking at that. Most of us probably do, once you stay away from the original, you know, background or whatever, becomes the actual trying to find the concept. I became in the age of body for a long time because I was racist. So now, when we speak about that aspect, it gave me world. Yeah, I could also living in general.
I understand. Kind
of tossing the world out the window.
So I got 5% of friends.
You know what I'm saying? So I did that too. I took it to Hobbs. Just trying to, you know, find a way. Now, who might classify me as atheist? My thing is cognitive dissonance. My thing is etymology. We're talking about ideas. Yeah. How do we get that? Who put that on us? And sometimes as a people. Because I believe in certain aspects, spirituality is great because it's more cool. When we talking about, like, family. I got 4 kids, but I'm 49. I don't tell none of my kids, I don't tell them nothing about none of that. You understand what I'm saying? Not that the moral code is not bad, because I agree with the Jesus example wholeheartedly. Because I understand. But then when you, like, I seen an article the other day where they was like putting religion in school. I'm like, come on, they got Catholic school. Why would y'all do that public? Everybody on the field.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I also, a lot of people said, if you need a Bible, if you need somebody to tell you how to act morally right. You know what I mean? It might be.
Well, morality is, my morality was taught when my mom brought me up. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You said you were going to accomplish the same things without being
angry.
Well, you say not religion, but to me, that's
spiritual.
I'm a spiritual person, but I would love to teach you.
But what type of spirit? What type of spirit you person? There's a whole lot of
now,
spirit.
Because I can love you and just do something like that. It's a thing.
You say you can love me and then you can love me.
Whatever needs to be done the next day.
Okay,
it,
so.
It needs to be.
So that's based
upon, I don't really feel as though nothing is judgment. Like, I'm going to do it.
We all have the answer to our own. So
right.
each individual has to work out his own salvation.
If you feel as though, all right, religion is based upon. So a lot of people who do things because of the reprimand of whatever they worship. You understand what I'm saying? I got a higher power, but back in the day, like, I feel as though I'm going to do what I got to do.
Hey, so let me just, can I jump in real quick? So let me just clarify this. Christianity is not built on fear.
Sure.
Yeah. It's built on love. The reason why I said, look,
I read the Bible. Hold on. I read the Bible.
The reason why I read?
I read the Bible.
Now, you read it? Okay. Did you just read the Bible? What tools did you have when you read?
Last year.
I know what I'm saying. What tools did you have when you read? Or you just had the Bible?
I read it with the same, whatever word I'm looking for, like, sermon that I was that anybody else for.
Okay.
A
mechanic, when he works on the car, he has tools. He just don't come with one tool. There are tools that you utilize when you read the scripture, because just like our language from when you was born to now has changed, things that you used to say gay, now you can say gay Manhattan, our literature changed. So when you're reading the Bible, you're reading the scripture, you got to understand it's from a different English language.
Right.
So, and also, when the original text was not in English, so it had to be converted. So when you're reading the scripture, you have to have tools. You should have a concordance. You should have a dictionary.
because that way you can grow, because you can understand the word and know what it meant when it was written, and not your interpretation of what it means
I'm
now.
I just said etymology. That's what I studied. I studied etymology. I studied words and what words mean.
But I asked you what tools. I didn't say you didn't study. You can still study it. But why are you Bible? Why are you reading the Bible? Even the most profound study of theologian needs to have his tools. Even the best mechanic can't just go working on a car without having a guide on how to fix that car.
Well, if that's the case, then we're talking about just going to be late like that, put everything in language terms. And we're going around saying, Jesus, you know that ain't his name.
Really? Right.
So why are we telling our youth that?
Because that is the terminology that we have gotten.
But, said, but why are we not telling them who he really is?
Scripture, if you're teaching scripture, then you are teaching who he really was. You're talking about a name. Now, if you want to see a name, you can go back.
When they tell you, when they talk about you, what you want to tell them, somebody you wasn't and who was.
No, but when you talk about me, when people talk about me, they don't say my name. They say, okay, they might say my name, okay. I have several names that people call.
That's a big deal.
No, hold on, a name is a deal, but understand what I'm saying. Get to the bottom of what I'm saying. Then when they talk, when you speak about me, you speak about my character. You speak about how I am. Who I am, not my name. That's just a classification or a tribe that I belong to. But when you speak about me, you speak about how I conduct myself through the court.
Jesus was the example. But my whole thing is, why do you not dig more?
Because we have to, but you have to put it in terminology. Because we human. Everything we like, we have to put it in a framework where we can understand. Because if we don't put it in our own mind, when we're talking about space, when we're talking about everything, you have to put it in a terminology where our minds can grasp it. Because if you just leave it out, where we don't box it in, everything we do, we like to frame it so we can understand. So if we don't, then we're going to be so confused and so lost that nobody will be able to understand. That's why we name things. That's why we have things under classification. That's why we have phylums and all these things, because we can understand it. You have classification for animals, birds, and everything.
What you going to say,
bro? That makes it human to understand.
I got a question. What's Jesus' real name?
Did you look it up?
What's Jesus' real name?
Classified a whole lot of names. Right? That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, his real name is not Jesus. It's
Yeshua.
So why don't we call him?
Yeshua.
We call him Jesus.
Because
now my point is, if your name is Bobby, and I call you Dan, I'm not calling you by your name. Why is there a reason for two names?
Right.
What's your name? My name is John. Not Jonathan.
No, my name is John. Right.
That's my birth
Listen,
name.
If you call me Johnny,
I'm not going to
call you. When he came in here, what you call him?
Not only that,
I'm not to be worshipped.
Mr. Wells,
anybody in
and they force this Jesus. And we know this. I read this in the middle of the palace. Guess what? Genesis 1:26 says, let us create men our image.